I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The persecution of Christians comes in many shapes and sizes, but overall, it's continuing to grow across the globe year after year. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says Christian persecution is when somebody is forced to pay a price for following Jesus. But rather than fear the growth of persecution, he's encouraging those of us living with religious freedom to engage with the stories of the persecuted church prayerfully, because it matters.
I hope that the stories of our brothers and sisters who literally are putting their lives on the line inspires us in that moment to stand strongly for Christ and not to back down, but to boldly move forward and to continue to be a lighthouse and to share the gospel and to pray for the people who are, the world would say, are our enemies.
And when new global crises crop up, sometimes the old ones get forgotten before they're actually resolved. Nuna of Triumphant Mercies sees that on a daily basis in Lebanon.
People are forgetting that people are still people and people are still needing. And, you know, we might have a crisis that has been there for a long time, but the support is getting less and less. And people are seeing this and feeling this.
As Nuna and her colleagues work with the Syrian refugees, the gospel makes all the difference. But the physical needs are still pressing, and Nuna thinks you can make a difference.
We need people to support. We need people to say, I want to be doing something for my fellow brother. You know, I just want to do something. I can't just be looking at crisis and just say, oh, God bless them.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.